better than you.
Or maybe speaking of yourself, he can do it better than...
And I.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is what?
A long ways.
All right, we just have a few little bit left. You just talk to me for a little bit. Anything you want to talk about here. Anything. Mr. was your mother and daddy born in Fayette County?
Yeah, they were born in Fayette County.
Whereby?
In Clayton County. Over in Clayton County. That's where both of them was born.
And they moved just across the line?
Just across the line in Fayette County.
Well, how far did your daddy and mother go to school, you know?
They went 2 miles.
2 miles.
Mm. 2 miles to school.
And you say you went to what grade in school? What grade in school did you go to?
I went to the third grade.
Third grade.
Third grade.
Mm-hmm. And did you like your teachers when you was going to school?
I liked them fine. I liked them fine.
When you quit school, you just stayed home and helped your parents?
Yeah, I helped my parents. Stayed at home and helped my parents. Yeah.
Well, what did your daddy do?
He worked.
Did he farm?
He farmed.
And your mother, what did she do?
She cooked.
Cooked.
Yeah, she cooked.
Did your wife have a workout? Did your wife have a workout for anybody?
No, not much.
She stayed home, took
stayed
care of
it. Stayed at home.
And took care of whom?
Took care of us and the children.
Yes. And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have, he asked me how many I have.
Yes.
About 60.
60 grandchildren.
60 grandchildren.
Well, I declare. And how many great-grandchildren? Charles, he has your great-grandchildren.
That's right.
How many great-grandchildren?
Well, I don't know how many there are. I'll say about 10 or 12 of them. 10 or 12 of them.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, you don't, they'll always be willing to help you out, won't
that's
they?
That's right.
They're good to you, aren't they?
Yeah, sure is fine to me.
Yes. Well,
they love me.
Yeah, well, that's good.
They love me. They're fine to me.
Well, I know you've been a good father to them.
They'll hand me a drink of water when I can't hardly get up.
Well, Charles is a good boy over there.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't feel like going to church yesterday, did you?
No, I didn't go. I was sick. Didn't go.
Did you listen to anything over the television?
Yes, ma'am. I listened to meeting over there, over the church over there. Listened to preaching, listened to praying, and prayed some myself.
You did. Well, do you remember what the preacher preached about?
I can't remember that now.
Did you know?
No.
Well, I was just wondering if you knew. Do you probably know a lot of people, though, in Fayetteville,
don't
you?
I know many at all down there. Well, I know this you're talking about, but just can't get it on my mind, you see.
Yes.
Get it on my mind.
Yes. Well, I hope you'll be feeling better soon. I know if you take the medicine the doctor gave you.
Yes, ma'am. I took it. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
I hope I'm feeling better now.
Well,
feeling
good.
Fine.
Well, that's great. And we going to get some eggs from you tonight, and we'll be going along in a little bit.
Y'all get them just when you get ready. You're welcome, Tom. And you ain't just got to come in for me to do that and buy eggs. There's more people buy. Oh, Lord, if I ain't sold eggs since you've been here.
Well, did you kill your hog? You haven't killed your...
I haven't killed my hog yet.
It hadn't been cold enough?
Haven't been cold enough to kill him. He's up there yet.
Mm-hmm. But how much does your hog weigh?
Weigh 200 pounds.
Uh-huh. And do you kill your hog yourself?
I have help to kill him.
Yeah. And then you cure the meat?
Cure the meat. And I cure the meat.
And keep it?
And keep it.
Well, that's wonderful. I think you pretty active gentleman for your age.
Well, I think so, too. I'm thankful to God for it.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm just thankful as I can be. I'm keeping me safe, hugging me, keeping me, having me, drawing my breath at night, able me to get up every morning. I'm just thankful. Thankful that I'm living. Yes, ma'am.
That's a real blessing. That's a real blessing.
That's a blessing to me.
Yes, it is. Well, anything else you think about before we, this is our last tape, anything you'd like to say? Anything?
Well, I don't know.